This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
From Nottingham Field, thanks to our wonderful friends, Interior Sprinkler Systems, we're getting set. You know, we're now hours away from the big kickoff. First game ever at Nottingham Field under the lights. I'm looking at the lights right now. They look great, wonderful. We've got UNC Athletic Director, great friend of mine, Darren Dunn, joining the show to kick things off. What better way to do that, my friend?
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be back.
No, the lights look good. The lights look good, and you've tested them already. We're ready to go.
We have tested them several times.
Is there a part in the back of your mind that's like, okay, just when we press the on button, I just hope that they turn on. And
always.
Good.
Always.
Well, the process.
We got a great company that did it, so we feel good about it.
Well, congratulations to you guys. I know this is a big deal, and it's a big undertaking. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into getting these lights up, and they're here, and we're ready to go for this first game ever at Nottingham Field under the lights, Darren. The excitement, to me, it feels like at an all-time high for this Bears football program.
It really does. It really does. My phone number's been really popular with people looking for tickets all of a sudden. So it is a great feeling. And I feel like it's kind of like the calm before the storm a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is going to be really electric, I think, when the team comes running out.
We got the tailgate set up out here. We're going to start seeing more and more vendors get up. I see the stage for music.
Yes.
Going on here, Darren. It does. I mean, in your time here, there's been some great moments for the Bears. But
yep.
This has got to be up there. This has got to feel like one of the, at least for the, in terms of build up and excitement around a program.
No question. I think that all summer long it's been building. And as we've been putting the lights up and getting that going, and I think getting to know Coach and the players with some of the fans and the podcast that
yeah.
he's on with you, it has been building, and now we're ready for the tidal wave.
I was telling you before we started the show, I said there is a difference between June Ed Lamb and late August Ed Lamb. There's an intensity there that I saw Wednesday that I didn't see back in June. We were dialed in talking all things football, of course. But you've sensed that too. I think even with the staff around here, you got to sense that.
Oh, no question. To transform our facility from a day game facility to a night game facility and all the things we had to think through in coordination with campus and parking and you name it, it has been a lot of work this summer. But that's the hard part. Now it's the fun part. So we're super excited and super ready for a great game tonight.
With the lights, I have dumb questions, but how long did it take? Once you guys said, okay, good to go, we're going to put lights up here, how long was that process?
It was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Musco Lighting is the company. They probably do 80% of all facility lights. So they're by far the dominant company. And they're good. And there's a local company that really did all the electrical work that knew the area and knew how to get through all the different nuances of codes and things like that. So it went pretty quick. I think they started June 1 and by mid-July.
Wow.
We had poles up.
Got it ready
so,
to go.
Yeah, it was not a long process.
Well, and you know, you talk about that process, get them up, ready to go. But then, as you mentioned, there's a lot of testing that goes with it, too, because you're going to have fun with these lights, too. It's not just about lighting up the field. I know that's primarily the job, but you're going to be having fun with the, you know, have it tuned in with the music, syncing with the music and all
yep.
that. It's going to be an event, and that's what you guys have been striving for, is to create not just a football game, but an experience, and that's what we're going to get here today with all these, the tailgate loading up, all the vendors coming out. I mean, this place is going to be absolutely packed here in a couple of hours.
Yep, Yep. Yeah, it would be really fun, I think. And it's something that, since I've been here, you know, before I got here, there wasn't tailgating.
Yeah.
And so to see where it is now is pretty cool. We've got a great staff that really has partnered with the city of Greeley. They've been unbelievable to have the fan fest here, our Friday fest.
Sure.
I think that will be a lot of fun for people. It's more than a football game.
Yeah.
But the football game is going to be fun too.
And that's what you, I mean, we see that in college athletics now, right? It's not, it's the game. I know that's primarily the reason people come out, but you want that to be the game day experience, hours before kickoff, where people are having fun, the buildup is there, and it is so exciting. You mentioned before you got here, when I was here at school, that vibe wasn't there.
Yeah.
And you've been feeling that vibe, you know, the creation of that vibe the last few years, and all leading us to this point today.
Yep. It's college football. I think that tailgating is college football.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of the game day environment. So I think it will be a lot of fun, especially with the light show. Our poor people have been training the past 48 hours, trying to make sure we're ready to go. So I think we'll find out tonight, but I think we're ready.
I can't even imagine, you know, the work that goes into it, you know, with your staff and what you guys have to do to build up to this date, not just the lights, but the coordination, everyone coming out here to set up, the actual game day, you know, script, as far as that experience goes. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine all the work that actually goes into making this what it is.
It has been a lot. But we're fortunate. We've got some great people on campus. They've helped us a lot. For our facilities department has been instrumental. I don't know if we would have had the lights ready to go if it wasn't for them.
Mm.
So it's been a lot of people working together. And that's one of the things I love about UNC is I think we all work well together. We care about it, and we want to be great. And so it's come together.
One of the things you mentioned it, you know, we work together well. We care about each other. We're going to have Lindsay Oates here on the program here in just a few moments. It does seem like with your coaches, there is that sense of togetherness, that everybody's kind of supporting everybody and knowing that, hey, we got work to do. We want to build this up through all of our programs. But every time I sit down with a coach, you know, they're always propping up another coach that's outside of their program. That one's always been fascinating to me.
It's as good as it's ever been since I've been here. The coaches that we have, our head coaches especially, work well together. And really, Lindsay's the leader of it.
Yeah.
And so we're really fortunate to have her. And I think all the other coaches look up to her with her success and what she does in the community. I think they all look to her, and she wants to be supportive. And so it makes everyone else supportive. So we're really fortunate with the group of coaches that we have. And we're going to have a lot of teams out here tailgating just to support football. So it's a really great environment in our department right now.
Darren, I have an intense question to bring to you here. Coach Oates, and I got to get back to her on this, she's given me this wonderful honor of potentially coming out for the first serve at one point this season.
Excellent.
Do we do jump serve? Do we do regular serve? Do we do underhand serve? I know I'll ask Coach here, but what do you suggest? I don't want to embarrass myself. I do that on a daily basis. So
I don't know quite the level of your athletic ability, but by what it looks like, I would go underhand serve.
Underhand serve?
Yeah.
I feel like that is probably the safe bet
is
to say there, but I was thinking jump serve. You just go all out and you go for what looks the coolest.
Yeah, that would be one approach.
The worst, though.
That would be one of approach that I would not suggest for you, but I'll be there to see it. That's
okay.
For sure.
All right, stretching and all that stuff. Do I take? I mean, I know it's just one movement, but I could get hurt out there.
At our age, I think we need to stretch for any kind of walking movement,
sure,
so that we don't pull anything.
I think
that'd be great.
Great advice from Darren Dunn, athletic director for the University of Northern Colorado. Great programs. We're going to be catching up with a lot of coaches throughout the day today too. So it's a football day. We got a big volleyball match tomorrow, of course. But this is also an opportunity, I think, to highlight all these programs around the area.
We've got a lot of great programs, and so
we've
got a lot going on this weekend. I really appreciate you highlighting all of our coaches. It's not just a football day. It's a fall sports weekend, so there's a lot going on and a lot of great competition this weekend.
It's amazing to me, like, you go from a month ago, you know, you guys are just preparing for the season, but then bam, once you're here, once you get into the fall, kids are back on campus. It's electric around here with all these great programs, and we talked about Lindsay and how successful she's been. I don't even have time to go over all the accolades that she's achieved over her years, but it is, once you get here, it's highlighting a lot of these great programs and athletes and coaches.
Yep, Yep, it's great because, you know, I love campus when the kids are back. There's less parking, but really this is the fun part, seeing them come and enjoy the games and be a part of our atmosphere. I think it will be a really fun weekend.
What have you sensed from the student side of it, too? Because, again, we love, you know, the regular people like us coming out to games. That's amazing. But there's a different feel when the students are engaged and when they're having fun. What have you sensed the last couple of years from the students?
I think that this is a new thing for them to have lights. Even my kids who are students here don't come to very many events.
Yeah.
And so they're coming tonight. They're tailgating for the first time in 4 years that they've been going to school here. So to me, that's a sign that there's this, the interest level has risen to a new spot with the lights. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. I know we've worked so well with the student affairs group, the sororities and fraternities, the dorms, the housing group. So I know they know about it. I think they're excited about it.
Yeah.
But we'll see at 7 o'clock.
Well, and a lot of people, you know, that don't really pay attention to football, they ask, well, what's the important? Why lights? Why is that such a big deal? Why is that so important? Well, if you're a football fan, you know, because if you have games at 1 o'clock, great. If you're students, I was a student here. I remember the idea of coming out to a game at 1 o'clock was certainly different than the idea of coming out to a game at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And it all kind of works together because the students like to go hang out. They like to have fun. This works out perfectly. And come watch a football game. After the game, of course, they can do whatever they want. But there is a huge difference from day games to night games.
Absolutely. I think it makes it more of an event. And I think with our warm weather that we've had, it is going to be great having a night game tonight, just because I think our students and our fans get so hot in our bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it will be great to have the night game for the cooler weather, and I think it's going to be great for our fans.
Well, Darren, we appreciate you guys, your staff, allowing us to set up shop out here. I'm glad we found this tent in the old rickety closet somewhere, because it would have been a little toasty sitting out here today.
It would have been.
So, Darren, appreciate you, man.
And, you bet.
Congratulations on this. The lights look fantastic. We're ready to see tonight here. Like we said, we're, 8 hours away from kickoff to see these things in action tonight. So this is going to be – this is not just a huge night for football, for UNC. This is a huge night for Greeley, Colorado.
Yep, I really agree. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right, Darren. Appreciate you, man.
You bet. Thank
All right,
you.
There he is, UNC Athletic Director Darren Dunn. We can bring Lindsay on now if we want to, Aiden. We're going to bring in Lindsay Oates, UNC volleyball coach. Darren, great job. As always, my friend, let's do it again. Darren's pumped up, and Lindsay, I owe you an email. I've got to tell you, I'm nervous. I'm scared. I talked to Darren, but you have asked me, and this is an amazing honor at some point this season, to do the honorary first serve, and I got to tell you, I haven't slept in months.
You've been avoiding me.
I just don't know what Darren says. I should go underhand serve.
No, I like your idea of the jump serve. Yes,
right?
No need to stretch. He grouped you in of like our age, I noticed.
Yeah. Well, and then he's like, yeah, judging by how you look, I'd go under serve, and I'm like, that doesn't seem like a compliment, but maybe it kind of is. But we're going jump serve if we're going to.
I
do
like
this
it.
Thing.
Go for it. Go big.
Yep. Go big or go home. You got a big one tomorrow night. And I know you had the exhibition game earlier against Wyoming. But, Lindsay, my gosh, every single year we talk to you, we know this volleyball program is going to be ready to rock and roll.
We are ready to rock and roll. This is a big one tomorrow. We host UC Davis at 6 o'clock. So it's a big weekend for UNC Athletics. As you mentioned, we had Wyoming here for an exhibition and won in 4 sets. But it doesn't count.
Yeah.
And, you know, not everybody's playing their full starters the whole match. And so it was a great experience for us. We had a great environment, but now it counts.
Yeah.
And so UC Davis is a very strong program, picked to win the Mountain West with UTEP. With UTEP. So they're a strong program, top 40 RPI program. That would be a great win if we can knock them off.
Lindsay, we were just talking about you with Darren Dunn earlier, and it's an exciting time for football. We're excited to see what Ed Lamb can do. But you and your program, you have kind of been what's held this school together, I believe, on the sports side of things. Every single year, you guys are just winning a lot of games. You're winning a lot of championships. Big Sky, you kind of dominate the Big Sky, of course. But what does that mean to you when we talk about sports around UNC? We bring up volleyball first because of the success that you've had. What does that do for you as a coach?
Well, that is a compliment. I think a big piece of it is just the continuity.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going on year 24. You kind of take a step backwards before you go forward again with a coaching change. And so we've been able to kind of keep it rolling. Even as I came 24 years ago, it was a really strong program at Division II. So we've never had to restart. And I think that's huge, that there's never been like this rebuilding year to kind of get it going again. And so the expectation to win is there.
Yeah.
It's been there since our Division II days, before, long before I was here, of when you put on a UNC volleyball uniform, you expect to win that match. And yeah. So that is hard to change. That's part of our culture, and yeah, hopefully we never lose that edge.
Well, and I always ask, like, hey, what's it like to have that target on your back? You've had your target, the target on your back all the time. I mean, number one in the preseason rankings again, the championship season last year. You're used to it at this point. As far as the new challenges, how to, you know, try not to be complacent, I guess, is probably one of those things. But judging by your resume, that's not really a concern for you.
I'm not worried about this group being complacent. That's for sure. I will make sure of it. But we also have 9 new faces yeah. that haven't won a championship. And, you know, 3 transfers that came to our program because of that, because they want to be at a more competitive program and have a chance at a championship. And 6 freshmen that chose us because of the culture of winning. And so that's half of our team that has no idea or no background or no expectation. And then we have our group of returners that says, yes, pressure is a privilege. Mm-hmm. This is a compliment. Like, let's
every
go
year.
Earn it again. And the thing we haven't done is win a first-round match in the NCAA tournament. So that's what's pushing us, too. It means we got to be there first by taking care of the Big Sky. But that next goal is really driving our returners.
Is that what keeps you rolling? You know,
it
in
is.
The back of your mind? Like, that's what keeps you up at night.
Now, don't quote me on it, but I would say I am not going to finish here at UNC until we win that first-round match.
Yeah.
And that is our next goal, because, I mean, you're talking top 32 teams in the country,
yeah.
and you've really done something special if we can win one of those matches. And as close as we were last year with Creighton, you know, sending them to 5 sets, up 2-1 against a top 10 team, we're not that far off.
No.
And so we just need, you know, a couple breaks, the right matchup, and we got to get there again. That's not a given, but I like this group, and I think we got a shot at it.
How hard is that, knowing, okay, we got to get through this? Because every year you've got that team. You always have a great volleyball team. But knowing every year we got to get through that entire season. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking of that tournament and getting there first is that process. But is that difficult sometimes when you know that's all laid out in front of you with that ultimate goal in mind?
It is. It's always twofold. You know, the conversation I'm having with you right now is not what I'm talking about with the team.
Yeah.
Like, because we are just focused on UC Davis
yep.
and next match. And, you know, but the big picture is we want to win that next match in the tournament. And I've got to keep that in view, because sometimes what you need to win that first round match is not the same thing that you need to win the Big Sky.
Yeah.
We've got to be more physical. We've got to serve more aggressive. Where to win the Big Sky, one of the formulas would be to be low error. Well, that's not going to win a first-round match, is mm-hmm. to kind of play it conservative. So we are always training in the back of our mind as coaches, how are we going to win that first-round match? And I have a wonderful mentor, Terry Pettit, that is keeping that on my radar.
Mm.
You know, say we get a win in the Big Sky, and he goes, that's not going to beat a first-round opponent. Here's the changes we got to make. And so that helps us not stay complacent either. And that's not things I'll mention to the team of that's not going to win a first round match, but we are working on those things in practice to be the best version of ourselves and not have it be kind of a surprise
yeah.
on that day.
Sure. Lindsay, coach, thank you so much for giving us some time today. This is exciting. We get the lights up and, you know, just hope
this is a long time coming. I am as fired up as anybody
ready to go. Just hope the on button works when it's time to turn them on.
Absolutely.
That's what I would be nervous
They've
about.
They've tested it a lot, so I think they're in good hands.
I think
yes.
I'd be all the time just testing and retesting and retesting.
Exactly.
Coach, appreciate you as always. Your program is wonderful. You're a wonderful coach, and just a great representative of this community, too.
All
and
right. Now I expect an email.
All right.
You're going to be our first server here in September.
Yeah, we'll start practicing. I might get a few practice serves in.
Sounds good.
Well, before.
Yep. You can stop by anytime.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you so much
for
joining us. There she is, UNC head volleyball coach Lindsay Oates, as we are live and on location here at Nottingham Field for the first ever game under the lights at Nottingham Field. It's a special time, and we're going to be talking to a lot of the great coaches here throughout the day, because they're all coming together. Getting excited for all things UNC. It's the whole show. Thanks again to Interior Sprinkler Systems for sponsoring our coverage out here. We're out here till 2. And then we got the dude down the hall who's outside. We've got Mike Danson with himself going to be on with us. And Tanner is in his onesie somewhere, taking a snoozy doodle, but we'll probably get him out here very soon. Keep it here on the whole show. Again, live and on location at Nottingham Field. We'll be right back.
Friday at 2 and gear up for another big weekend of football. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. I want to thank a great sponsor today for helping us set up this promotion and this remote. That's Interior Sprinkler Systems, huge supporter of the UNC Bears. And I know it's August and we're talking football, but we've been talking a lot of college basketball lately. And who better to do that than with us than head coach of the UNC women's basketball team, Coach Kristen Mateo. Coach, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Brady, every day is a good day to talk hoops. I'm here with you.
Well, I asked you off the air. I'm like, how do you keep track of everything, the changes in college athletics? I mean, it's not by the week anymore. It's by the minute there's something new that comes.
It's exciting. You have a great compliance team that helps us out, you know, keep track of everything. The changes to me are kind of invigorating, even, you know, a lot of people agree or disagree, but it's exciting with there's NIL, there's the new, you know, age eligibility 5-for-5 rule. So a lot of things that are affecting the student athletes and the coaches we spend a lot of time talking about right now.
Well, I got to tell you, for me, the 5-for-5 thing, it simplifies everything because I was always so confused, especially after COVID. Redshirt freshman, injury redshirt, all that stuff confused the crap out of me. So this actually seems to simplify things a little bit more.
Absolutely. I agree. I think it's easy to explain it to a student athlete and a family, easy for our compliance and the NCAA.
Well, tell me about your basketball team. Again, we're a couple months away, but I know you guys are still grinding, getting ready, preparing, because as fast as tonight has crept up on us, we know basketball season is right around the corner.
Yeah, quick rewind. We had 8 weeks in the summer together, had a great, great summer session. Just a lot of basic things, building the foundation of what we're doing. Spent a lot of time together off the court, Estes Park. Took a tram up the side of a mountain.
Nice, nice.
You know, we went to Denver Zoo one day, too, and just tried to do a lot of things. In the summertime, Colorado, why not be outdoors as much as you can? So we had a great 8 weeks together, and now here we are. We have this kind of six-week window right now, too, before we really get serious into some scrimmages. So we have three, like, close scrimmages towards the end of October. But, yeah, we have a great group. We returned three all-conference players, Tatum West, that averaged nearly a double-double last year, second or third leading rebounder in the league. And she set the all-time offensive rebounding single season record last year. So she had over 140. And then we have these two undersized guards, not undersized in height, but not in heart in how they play the game. And Nina George was a sophomore last year, but junior now, was our leading scorer. Heather Bayman, second leading scorer, but leading scorer in conference play last year. So we have the engine behind the sports car coming back, and signed three freshmen and have some transfers coming in too. So a lot of just maturity and depth on our team right now.
You guys were obviously, you know, 21 season last year, finished last season with the highest rated defense in the conference. Defense, I know that's what you preach, that's what you push, but when you see your girls actually execute that game plan on a nightly basis, I know that's huge for you.
Yeah, one of the best, you know, one of the number one things we say about playing defense is you actually want to play defense, and there's a mentality and mindset behind it. And some people ask, well, are you defensive-minded, offensive-minded? We're both. We want to play both sides of the floor. But, you know, we press, We change our defenses up, so there's a little bit of a mentality with what we're doing. Every time you score the ball, we're going to be picking you up in a press. And our players, we have now been able to recruit players that really fit that system. You got to have a little grit and toughness to you.
Yeah.
We're actually doing a little two-day camp lockdown is what we call it. So at the end of this week, we kind of let the girls get settled in earlier in the week. But now we just do 2 days of let's just talk about grit, toughness, defend, and then we'll get back to the pretty ball of scoring the basketball.
When you're recruiting, obviously you could ask anybody, hey, what? And you're watching film and all this stuff, but you want that real commitment to defense. You know, they're telling you all the right things in the recruiting process, but you have to sift through that, probably talking to their coaches, going through their game film. But it's one thing to say you want to commit to being an excellent defensive team. It's another thing to execute that. And that's something you got to harp on probably all the time with this team.
Yeah. I mean, three words we use: workers, winners, believers. And we, as we are going through the recruiting process, we actually tell our players too, because we bring the recruits in, these workers of somebody that doesn't mind getting in the gym, spending extra time, wants to really own their craft and what they're doing. The winners are just kind of the winning habits. They understand, hey, when we get in season, we're not going to be going out on the weekends doing all kinds of things. We are really, really focused on winning the Big Sky Championship. And the believer piece is just more of a mindset than anything. And so when we lock in and find those right kids, it doesn't matter what you tell them, defense, offense, on the court, you know, they are fully bought into how we play and what you do. And then you just build confidence behind what we're doing. And yeah. I think it's easy to sell right now with the seven new kids we have. We were the number one defense last year in the Big Sky. Psh, done deal. And now the new ones coming in are, you know, they're really believing that what we're doing is, you know, something worth following. So it's been an easy transition.
You've set that baseline of what to expect when you're going to come here and play for the UNC Bears. Coach, what do you think of these lights? You know, that's pretty cool out here.
It's prime time.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a light show tonight.
That's the thing.
Light show. Every time we score.
There's going to be something cool like that.
I don't know, but I'm expecting the light show. That is what I'm coming for, is the light show. I spent 8 years in Texas, and I'm originally from, like, just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. And when they say, you know, Friday Night Lights and stuff with Texas, that was a real thing there. And so I'm excited. There's just a new energy about this, new energy with the community. And I love Coach Lamb. I love all of our coaches. We got Coach Oates, Coach Smiley, just a lot of great coaches here at UNC. But I love his vision of how he's building. It's different than normal, and that's what I think I love about it. The players are great. As a matter of fact, one of our girls is dating one of the captains that just got named captain.
Okay.
And I believe he should be a captain because of how he carries himself and what he does and how he invests every day in football. So I'm excited, but I'm ready to see a light show tonight.
I am too. I think it's going to be a really cool. It seems like you as a coach, like coaches, head coaches, you guys all really support each other. I know it's easy to say that, but you really get that sense, because Ed says the same thing about your program, about you as a coach. Steve, Coach Oates, you do feel that amongst the
coaches. And I give all those coaches a lot of credit. You know, Coach Lamb, we pass each other in the hallway every day. And from a football coach side, I mean, I've never spoke to a football coach more than I have with him. So he gives you access, which is great. Coach Oates, who was just speaking before with volleyball, you know, we do a coaches roundtable. We meet once a month. We pick each other's brains, and that's what's cool. And she's the veteran one, you know, and she's from here. Coach Smiley's from Colorado as well. So there's just this dynamic of, I think we all love to learn, grow. There's a healthy respect for, I mean, I see what the other coaches are doing, and I love it. I love their minds and how they communicate with their team. So just a lot to take away.
When you guys get together, is it always just serious sports talk, or is it fun at all? I mean, like, or is it just business?
I think both. I mean, we have our head coaches roundtables. We're talking about all kinds of things. Sometimes we have a topic specifically that we're working on. Other times we get off on rabbit trails of what's kind of happening specifically within our programs. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that we go hang out a lot on the side. There's moments if you saw somebody at the golf course or, you know, whatever it may be. But I think, you know, we actually interact a lot within the athletic department. And I think that's special, unique, doesn't happen everywhere.
You mentioned golf. Are you a golfer, Coach?
I like to golf,
you
yes.
You golf? Mm-hmm. Okay, who's the strongest golfer amongst the coaches?
I have two new coaches. So I don't know. That's a good question. I have another one or two others that I know that likes the golf. I haven't golfed with them yet.
I think we need to do something where we pit the teams against each other, the coaches against each other, and we find out once and for all who's the best golfer.
Yeah. I'd be in.
Aiden, let's get that done. Okay, we're going to get it done. Coach, really appreciate you, and look forward to another exciting season. I know, like you said, grit, determination. I'm ready to see this team in action coming up here in a couple of months. But tonight, it's a football night, so it should be really fun.
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate you. Let's go have some fun tonight.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Coach. All right, here we go. We continue on live and on location from Nottingham Field, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. And it's the first night ever, first game under the lights ever at Nottingham Field, so it's certainly a special vibe. We'll take a short break here, Michael, and jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Here in about 7 hours, we will kick this thing off as the Bears get set to take on Weber State. Later on in the program, we'll kind of get into the matchup and look at both teams on the roster side. We got Rocky Mountain kickoff coming up at 2 o'clock with Dustin Urbis and Mike Danson and Tanner Schwent, if he can find his way out here. I think he got lost. But now we're talking a little soccer with head coach Tim Barrera. Coach, thanks so much for giving us some time, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me in.
You got your black on, ready to go. It's going to be should be a really fun night. We've been talking about it. It's more of a celebration, not just around the football program, but around the school and this community. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No, and I agree with that. I mean, I've been here a long time, since 99, so I've seen everything that's grown over the years from back in the day. I got here, Joe Glenn was still here, so that's how long I've been here. And, just it's fun to see the energy really growing with this game coming up tonight.
You guys kind of kicking things off. We talked about the success of these programs. You won your first game of the season last week against CSU, so that's kind of what sets the tone for everybody else, getting that one started off with a bang.
No, it was great. We've had a good stretch of home games to start. We start every year. We're the first ones out of the gate, and it's always fun to get a win, especially against the Rams. We've been a good team. Now move on to the Pac-12, so... it's been a while since we had a Pac-12 win, so it's good to get another one. And it was just fun to get things started in the right direction.
Yeah, the Pac-12 win. Talk to us a little bit more about that. You know, what that means to you personally, but also for your program.
Well, I think, looking at the history of the program, we've had wins in the past. I mean, way back in the day, we beat Stanford. That was like 87. Mm. We beat Oregon State maybe 10 years ago. So you don't play too many of them. And obviously that Pac-12 has evolved through the years, but... they've moved up into that bigger division, but it's still the local team. We know a lot of their players. They know our players, and so we've been playing them pretty much since they started their program, and to get them on the home field and battle to get a victory, means a lot for us as a program, but certainly a lot of credit goes to our players for stepping up and battling.
Coach, you mentioned it. You've been here a while at UNC. How have you seen the growth of soccer, but also, as a sport in America? Because it does seem like the sport is growing quickly. The World Cup was a blast. Obviously, folks are getting more involved there. What have you seen from the sport the last few years?
Well, I think you just the breadth of it all. You have sports fans that are not just soccer people that are watch the game. You saw the success with the World Cup, just with the massive crowds all over the country. You look at the success of, multiple things like the different international leagues. Premier League in England is massively popular. But you also look at, if you look at, close to home for us, you're looking at women's soccer where, the Denver Summit, hit the ground running. When that league started, not all the teams were like the Summit with the kind of funding and interest. Their season tickets sold out, for their inaugural season. We took our team down to the opening game down at Mile High, whatever they call it these days.
Yeah.
And Power, I think it is. And, so there was 60-some thousand people there. And it was a pretty cool thing to watch. I mean, me being here a long time, there were players playing for – playing for both sides that I'd seen play in club events. One of the captain for the Summit, her sister played for us back in the day. So a lot of connections there. And even being in the, you're talking about the growth, being in the stadium, walking around, I ran into multiple sets of alumni who'd played for us. And then just, you know, overall, generally soccer people. Even like, you know, Lindsey Heaps didn't play in the game, but, you know, for them to bring her back is massive. And she's a Colorado kid, grew up in Golden. You know, I coached her on ODP team years ago. Let's say she's on the team. I don't know if I really coached her much, but, you know, just to see that in that area. Even the Rapids, I mean, they just had a player go from playing in one of their young kids go from playing in the World Cup. Now he's you know, playing in the Premier League in England. So, you know, you're seeing it at all levels, and that's what I'm talking about with just the expanse of it all, the breadth of it all, and the quality of players. I mean, there's so many players in Colorado and across the country. The interest is really growing.
Yeah, no, it was, and it's thrilling. I think watching soccer you just never know. I mean, when you set up, and then bam, a goal, it can be just so exciting. Talk to me about your freshman, Maddie Morey, one Big Sky Offensive Player of the Week last week. How about that?
Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, Maddie came in from up in Vancouver. Her, you know, we got kind of turned on to her by in Canada they have these kind of agents almost that help with placement, and we, you know, you build relationships over the years, and like, hey, we got one for you that wants to be in the area, and you know, so we obviously recruited her, checked her out. Comes from a soccer family. Dad played on the Canadian national team, and she's still, you know, fairly raw. I mean, she's a very good athlete, good player, knows the game, works really hard, but I think has a pretty high ceiling. So for her to get in there and you know, grab a couple goals against the local team was fantastic. The fact that both goals came on assists from Lexi Toot, who's a senior and scored the most goals for us over the last 3 years. I think that was good to see as well. Yeah. So, you know, I think big future for Maddie. You know, we'll keep working with her, and I think it bodes well for us going forward.
Coach, we really appreciate you stopping by. We're seeing it. The vendors are coming out, setting up. It's not just going to be a football game. It's going to be a gigantic event here in Greeley.
No, I think, you know, our players are really excited. You know, I think if you look in the athletic department, everyone's very supportive of the other teams, and you know, they're really looking forward to tonight, and you know, everybody wants, you know, everyone's very supportive and cheering for football, and you know, to get us back where they want to be, and we want them to be, and so I think we're certainly going in the right direction. Looking forward to a great match tonight.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for giving us some time today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Appreciate having me on.
All right, we'll take a short break here. Wrap up hour number one. We got a lot more coming on the UNC side of things, and we'll talk a little bit about this matchup between Weber State and Northern Colorado. Keep it here on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Rocky Mountain Kickoff is back. Hear the fellas every Friday at 2 and gear up for another big weekend of football. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my buddy Brady Ho on 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back. We got just a few seconds here, but we are live and on location from Nottingham Field thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. First game ever under the lights at Nottingham Field. We'll get into some football talk coming up next. Keep it here on the whole show. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.